a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Do you recall a while ago me telling you, because we live with my mum and stepdad, that my stepdad loves a sensor light?
Yes.
Right, so there are various places like the main hallway in the house.
Yep.
The pantry, the garage have all these globes that are just sensor globes that you can get from, I guess, Bunnings or whatever.
Yes, I actually had to buy some globes the other day and I saw that.
So he discovered that they exist and then lost his mind.
Yeah.
And so it's at the point where sometimes I'll walk into a room and assume a light's going to switch on and it doesn't. Like, that's how.
And then you're waving your arms around. There's no light in this room. Turn it on.
So then do you recall there was a morning, might have been a couple of months ago now, where I was in the butler's pantry facing the pantry getting ready for work, making my coffee and stuff, and passed wind and set off the sensor light?
Yes.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, my magical ass.
Oh.
Subheading. It's happened again.
Can you stop farting where food is?
No, I just, not this time, mate.
Okay.
Not this time. So I've been getting dressed in the dark for the last probably 3 weeks or whatever, because when I turn the lounge room light on, the light shines under all the bedroom doors.
Yeah.
And it's very disruptive. And I figure I can just get dressed.
Is it very disruptive or do you think it is? Like, do you know what I mean? Because I find normally if you're asleep, you don't really notice that stuff.
Well, no. So you can really see it lights up the room, essentially. Maybe we've got too big a gaps under the doors.
Yeah.
Right. So I've been just using my torch on my phone and getting dressed in the lounge room. And this morning, as I was getting dressed, I turned around. So the room's all dark. And I turned around and I dropped guts and... Sorry, I know it's very crass, but I don't know how else to say it. And the TV turned on.
No!
Yes!
What?
So
the TV turned on.
It's facing the couch and kind of half bent over, went, and it went,
Hang on, the room
lit up.
That's not even a sensor. That's a poltergeist. That's what that is.
No, that's
me. You had
a
poltergeist inside your body.
I was like, oh my God, it's happened again. My ass is now turning on TVs as well as sensor lights.
No, this makes no sense,
Tom. I know, right?
Get a priest, a young priest and an old priest.
So my TV does weird stuff, right?
Okay.
Sometimes it turns my Xbox on when I turn the telly on and sometimes it doesn't.
Mate, you've got ghosts.
And sometimes the soundbar turns on, sometimes it doesn't. So this time... So I don't know whether it's a voice activation thing, and I think so. I said,
"But you're like on
Samsung syndrome."
That sounded like you swore then.
Sorry if that maxed out. Anyway, magical ass over here.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Thursday means
it's time for lyrical headlines. Headlines, headlines that are lyrical. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba-da.
Still not on board with that, Lingy.
I'm still learning.
Okay. Well, lucky we've got radio school coming up for you. Always learning, mate. Always learning. G'day, Beck.
Hello.
Thanks
happy
for coming
Thursday.
In.
Thank yeah, happy Thursday. Thank you for having me.
Now, unbeknownst to you, Lingy, Beck has had themes each and every week for the last 3 weeks, I believe.
Yeah.
Third time the charm.
Yeah. Fourth time the charm, I believe.
No, this is three.
This is the third time. Okay, because last week you weren't in the studio because we had sent you out and about.
That's right. It's part of radio school.
The theme this week, Beck?
Trios.
Trios. We're going trios again.
Yes. You know, famous trios.
Like Peter, Paul and Mary, those sorts of trios.
Sure.
Bach and...
Come on.
I don't know. Beethoven.
Yes, good.
Yeah.
The three tenors, they were...
Good one.
Ooh, yeah. Migos, Paris, the Emperor,
oh,
indeed.
Oh, please let there be that.
There's not that, is
it? I'll keep moving on.
I've spoiled everything.
I have.
All right, you're going to read the lyrics to songs like you do in your day jobs if they're news bulletins. Lingy, Loggy and I will have to guess not only the artist but the song title. If we get it half wrong or completely incorrect, the others get a free run at it with extra lyrics. Our names are our buzzers. Tom.
Lingy.
Loggy.
Best of three arrangement. I think that's ever covered everything. I think that's everything. All right. You ready to go?
Let's do it.
Lyrical headlines. Question number one.
Hey, it's Beck in the newsroom. I said the Joker is a wanted man.
Tom.
He makes his way.
It's Wolfmother, Joker and the Thief.
Yes.
Well done.
This album, oh my God. When it came out, I was like, this is amazing.
All across it?
Yeah.
When you used to sounded like you knew.
I knew that one. It's rare that I know anything in any of the games played on this show.
And sorry, you mate. Beat me, Tommy. If you give me a signal, maybe we'll do some eyebrows gear and I'll let you have
sort of like the way I treat things with my 5-year-old.
Yeah.
Treat me like that.
All right, question number two.
Hey, it's Beck in the newsroom. Don't you want to be a personality? An ocean in the sea, but you'll never make it.
Very quick.
And Spider-Bait, buy me a pony.
Yes.
Ah. Of course it is.
Man, you are speaking my language, Beck. Yeah. You're right in my wheelhouse here. Right,
did you just take this out of one of your playlists?
I don't know.
No.
Maybe Beck accidentally did.
Well done.
Maybe
Tom.
I'm a big trios guy and I've never noticed.
Oh, my God, yes.
Maybe, you know, all of a sudden my Spotify is just, you know, linking up to Tom's and I'm not realising it.
Like that time after my 40th birthday that my Spotify was up on the big screen at Bell's Beach Brewery in Torquay and someone was playing something weird on my Spotify while I was at home and I was like, what is going on? They were using me Spotify stuff. All right, anyway, fun story. Okay, so that's kind of like a win for me out of because it's best of three. Should we play one more?
Yeah.
Why not?
Yes. Hey, it's Beck in the newsroom. All the life she has seen, all the meanest side of me, they took away the prophet's dream for a prophet on the street. Now she's stronger than you know, a heart of steel starts to grow. All his life he's been told he'll be nothing when he's old. All the kicks and the blows, he won't ever let it show, cause he's stronger than you know. A heart of steel starts to grow when you've been fighting for it all your life. Mm-hmm. You've been struggling to make things right. That's how a superhero learns to fly. Every day, every hour, turn the pain
you guys
into
have a
power.
Go?
When
are
you've
you
been fighting for
us?
It all your life.
All right, Tom.
Go.
All right.
The trifecta.
It's the script.
Mm-hmm.
And it is... Hall of Fame? No?
No.
Superheroes.
Second one.
Superheroes. Okay. Well, that's a bit of a... it's a bit of an anticlimax. I don't know if I deserve the winner sound effect.
I know,
really.
Come on. Definitely another band that you like as well.
Yeah. I was a big script guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That soft rock.
Gotta love it.
That's me all over.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I don't know how to feel about the
end
of that.
No, you did very well, mate.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Okay. Win a sound effect for me.
Win a sound effect.
You deserve the accolades today. You were impressive. You were fast. You were accurate, except
thank
at
you.
The end.
Yeah.
It was good. I can see.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au. K-Rock, Lingy's Radio School. The next challenge is... The Street Team.
Yeah, we've sent him out down to Steam Packet Gardens on the waterfront there in Geelong. And Lingy, are you there?
I am here, Tommy. It is a beautiful morning down here. I don't know what you two have been complaining about, why you're so scared to come out of the studio. It's superb.
Mm-hmm. And how many layers are you wearing right now, Lingy?
I've got my K-Rock beanie on. I've got my K-Rock jacket. I wish I had some of those skins underneath my my pants and maybe some thicker socks. But no, beautiful morning. Kendra's got everything set up here. We're ready to go.
Can you tell us exactly where you are? I know you've got your script and you're itching to rip into it for your first ever Street Team cross on radio, but just where exactly are you?
As you said, Steam Packet Gardens. We're right at the front of it, almost directly opposite the edge.
Right.
The building there. Remember where people will remember during summer where those bouncy trampoline harness things are throughout summer. Pretty much right there, we're all set up. You'll see the K-Rock Ranger. Don't worry about that. You can spot that one from the moon.
Mm.
So
very
all
orange.
Set to go.
Yeah.
All right, good. So the time is now, Lingy. The final of Lingy's Radio School, the Street Team Cross.
Hey guys, it's Lingy, the work experience kid here. Don't you just love Geelong in the summertime? The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and you can't help feeling like you want to get out and about around our beautiful town. Well, none of that is happening this morning, but I'm out here anyway, and it's really not that bad. I've popped out of the studio with Kendra from our street team in the K-Rock Ranger, and we've headed all the way down to Steam Packet Gardens on the waterfront here in Geelong. We've got icy cold cans of soft drink, and packets of chips to give away. Please, please make this worth my while. Come take it all off my hands and say good day at the same time. We'll be here for the next 15 minutes. or until I lose all the feelings in my extremities, and that is happening very, very quickly. So get down here. It's Lingy, the Work Experience Kid, live at Steampacket Gardens on the waterfront with the K-Rock Street Team, and you're listening to K-Rock 955.
So good.
Get down there. And if you're driving past, make sure you give him a toot, even if you can't get out of the car.
Yep. All right. Lingy, the Work Experience Kid, you're on the clock 15 minutes, and then pop back up to the studio, okay?
Thanks, Tommy. Thanks, Loggy.
Want more of that gear? Just tune in weekdays from 6 on K-Rock 955 or at krock.com.au. That's where you go for more Tom, Lingy and Loggy Gold.
I've joined the team, and I have not joined the team to become a shock jock or anything like that or create controversy. But I do have a take that may irritate the both of you and may irritate some of our listeners. So
right,
I apologise in advance.
No worries.
Okay. It's the 40th anniversary of the movie E.T.,
okay.
Extraterrestrial.
Yes.
Steven Spielberg's massive hit.
Mm-hmm.
For a period of time was the highest grossing movie of all time,
yes.
Until Jurassic Park overtook it. Mm. Stars a young Drew Barrymore.
Yeah.
Oh, no, the story. I think it had a $10 million budget, made $790 million and everything like
great.
That.
Yeah.
That's a good return on investment.
Mm.
Great return. It's not a good movie. It's overrated.
Hot take.
Wow. Okay.
Hot take.
Well, I get all the heartstrings, E.T., go home, phone home, whatever the hell he says. Like, it's not great.
When is the last time that you saw it? When is the first time that you saw it?
The first time I saw it was when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Then
okay.
I saw it as a teenager again.
Yeah.
And then I saw it as a 20-something. I reckon I've seen it as a 30-something. I haven't seen it for probably 6 or 7 years.
Okay.
Like, I get it. And I get why, because of the special effects at the time were pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
But not that great. Kind of. Overrated.
E.T. was one of those movies when I was a kid, mum and dad played it for us and I actually lost it and bawled and it broke me. It broke me because you know that scene when they've stolen, spoiler alert, stolen E.T. and they're doing experiments and that on him.
Yeah.
I couldn't cope. So I literally, it broke my mind a little and they were like, oh my God, what have we done to it? It's okay, fast forward, he's okay, he goes home. It was always such an emotional movie. And then as I got older, I realised as well, it's such a beautiful movie.
Is it? I mean, like,
yes.
you're an animal person. Like, effectively, there's a take I read somewhere on the internet.
Yeah.
That it's effectively a dog, like a puppy dog movie. Like, I know he's from another planet, an alien, but it's like finding Lassie and, you know, and Lassie gets himself into trouble and gets caught by the bad guys and then Lassie's got to go home.
Sits in a basket on a bike that does a fully sick jump at night time.
The fly, like, what is there not to like? Nah, Tom?
Is this a case of it not standing up or is it a case of it never being good?
Well,
that's my question.
As a kid, I never felt that emotional connection that you're talking about. As a teenager and as a 20-something, I was like, this drags on a bit. And now it's, you know, it's the 40th anniversary, so it's everywhere at the moment. I'll give it a miss. I'll watch something else. I'll watch Goodfellas again.
So I will say I'm very surprised that Lingy is bringing 80s content to the show.
Am I?
You barely ever do that. What does Nathan Ablett think of
the
It's the 40th anniversary of it, Tommy.
Yeah, fair. I think it was fine as a movie. I think it was, like, huge for a reason.
Yeah, but you're a bit more in my camp, aren't you?
Yeah.
Fine is not how most people would describe it.
Yeah, I don't think it's an amazing movie. I won't be. It's not one. I put it like this. There are certain movies that I think to myself, can't wait to watch that with the girls.
You won't watch E.T. with your girls?
It's not
bull.
One that I've...
I call bull. Nah. No way. Nah, nah.
Can't wait to watch Point Break with my boys.
Yeah.
But not E.T. I know there's a slight difference between the types of movies. I'll ask the question to our listeners. E.T. overrated or deserves all its accolades it's got over the years?
Okay.
Right. But I'll just tell you what happened off air, Tom. We were chatting... I was telling Lingy about how E.T., you know, broke my brain a little bit.
When you were a kid.
Yeah, it really affected me. And then I'm like, and then mum the next week bought Mac and Me home.
Mm.
And Lingy goes, Mac and Me, best movie ever. I'm like, for those that don't know, Mac and Me, released in the 80s.
Yeah.
A guy finds a little alien, keeps him as a friend. It's exactly the same thing.
Just lower budget, worse actors.
Yeah, it's rated IMDb 3.3 out of 10, ET 7.9 out of 10.
Yeah, I was joking with Mac and May, greatest movie.
Oh, yeah, that.
But good movie.
Your argument is shot.
Let's go to Bree from Anarchy. Morning, Bree. Do you think ET is overrated?
I agree. I think it's very overrated.
I'm
only 23, and everyone around me, I'd always say to my family, I've never actually seen E.T., never seen E.T. And then my boyfriend said, right, we're going to sit down, we're going to watch E.T. I got 90% through it, and I said, can you turn this off? This is rat shit.
That is not what Steven Spielberg had in mind.
That's not what he was going for.
All right. Not
boring.
A bit of RS action. But
tell us what you really think, Brett.
Andrew in Bell Park. Surely you're sitting in my camp thinking that E.T. is not overrated at all. What say you, Andrew?
Oh, that's wishful thinking, but I'm with Lingy on this one. It's drawn out and it's overrated.
Andrew, wow. Yes.
Don't get it.
I told you.
Oh, my God. Cameron Lingy's one of the people. He's thinking what we're thinking.
Yeah, he's saying what we're
saying. Saying what we
want
to say. Brilliant.
Andrew, what is it about it that you just don't like?
It's just boring. And as I said, it's drawn out. It's overrated. You could wrap that thing up in 30 minutes.
would you say that it's RS?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, that's two RSs
that's two
out of
RSs
two.
Out of two.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime and listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.